VentureCast.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Your Business and Life podcast. My name is Bethany London, and I am an energetic VC supporting CEOs and entrepreneurs in multiplying revenues and opportunities of their business through intuitive guidance and energetic healing. I am obsessed with finding and releasing blocks so that you can start receiving the guidance and opportunities that will be bringing you quantum leaps with ease. If you are looking to upgrade your business, life, spirituality, or need a perspective shift to flow, you've come to the right place. Leave it to me to pull out the juicy stories, quantum leap hacks, and how our inspiring guests have tackled obstacles and gotten into the flow to reach new heights of success. My intention is to bring clarity and massive awareness that infinite possibilities are everywhere. Your next moment could be a miraculous one. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Let's uncover their strategies, have fun, and see how we can quantum leap together. All right, Bethany London here. I am doing the podcast solo today because so much information has been coming in hot, like so much. And I just wanted to get this out to you all. So first off, I feel like sharing a little bit of personal stuff. It's like the business has slowed down a little bit and it's really interesting. And I got the guidance that the business was slowing down to look into, or not to look into, but to work on myself, work on my feminine side, nurture her. And if you think of the feminine side leads to me, the womb, leads me to the womb. And the womb is all about creation. And so when I say the downloads have been coming in like crazy, that makes perfect sense to me because I'm in this space of creating. And like, we just launched a new course this week, which is 6 weeks to turn your relationship around. And that went live. So I'm excited to see that play out. We have the Being One Global Healing, so much energy and information is coming in for that. That's actually going to be tomorrow, which will be in the past by the time this is live. But it's just interesting because there is a reason for it all. So the nugget that I want to offer you is if your business has slowed down in any way, shape, or form, something that you can do is tune in or meditate or journal, take a walk in the park, or go to sleep with the question. Like, there's so many different ways to get answers, but the first thing you got to do is ask a clarifying question is, if this is slowing down, what is the reason? Why has it slowed down? And what is on the other side? So, or not necessarily what's on the other side, but there's a reason for why it slowed down. So for me, obviously I got the message. It was to work on the feminine, work on my feminine and honor her. And another thing that has come up for me lately is the supply and the demand. We all know supply and demand. So a question I have to you is, are you in a space of supplying more than the demand? And whether you are a big business or a solopreneur business, there is the supply and the demand factor. So just notice if you are putting out way too much supply and the demand's not there, because then that's going to run you into the ground. I mean, that's just metaphorically, that makes sense, right? You're going to be exhausted. So when we are in a space of balance with the supply and the demand, you can actually lean back on feeling the need to go, 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 which is also part of the feminine. So this all, maybe this is the theme of the show here. So being in that feminine and leaning back and allowing yourself to receive the demand, receive the clients, etc., and how you are being guided, because the universe, God, the world knows what your ultimate goals are. And it might be just juggling things around, shifting things around to get it on track for you. But you got to trust that. And a huge part of that is trusting. So being able to lean back and trust and be in that space of creating and trusting and honoring the feminine allows for this masculine feminine balance. And I'm learning so much because it's like every week there's a new huge guidance thing that's coming through for me on this. Okay. Another thing that you can do around your business, whether you are super hot right now or slowing down, another thing to tune into is what does the business want and how does the business want to evolve? So this isn't per se you, this is the business. And that's another thing is making sure that you as the owner of your business have separated yourself from the business. You are the catalyst of the business or the marketer of the business or the orchestrator of the business, but you are not the business. That there is a separation there, and that is really important to understand and know, because then you don't have to have your self-worth or anything like that go down and feel down and guilty and shame and like self-sabotaging when the business isn't where you want it to be. You can still be in responsibility for it and being responsible for it because you are the orchestrator of it, but that doesn't need to diminish your worth as a human being because it is all part of our human experience. And so many things. I hope you guys are getting some value out of this. So the ups and the downs, the ebbs and the flow, there are seasons. There are seasons in the world. Every, you know, obviously I'm in LA, so it's a little bit of a different season than other seasons, but like when I was in Portland, you have the hot and the cold and the fall, and we do have some fall. I actually moved to an area of LA where I get the trees because I love the trees changing into the fall colors. But anyways, I digress. Noticing that the seasons are important, they are part of the evolution of the company and of you, and being in that space again of trusting and knowing that it's all divinely perfect. And continuing on, because you might be like, okay, all right, Bethany, this is all perfect. This is all perfect. It's all perfect. But I doubt that that's really your number one thought throughout the day as things are really upsetting you or challenging you or disturbing you. By the way, our global healing project for tomorrow is around anger. So anger, frustration, disappointment, and releasing that. And it's around where you are at in your life. So if there's any frustration, anger, disappointment around where you are at in your life, we have a healing call tomorrow at 8 a.m. And it is recorded. It's on my website, bethanylondon.com, under being one, the being one option. So the recordings will be available at the bottom. So we're going into the end of the year. There's a lot of frustration. Like, I didn't get where I wanted. There might be the other way around. Hopefully, where like, oh my gosh, I've accomplished this and this and this and this. Like for me mentally, I was like, oh, I haven't done this or this or this. But then I was like, well, let's just reframe that. Like, what have I accomplished? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, first off, like 8 trips. I've gone on 8 trips this year and the year's not over. It'll be at least 9. And it almost was 10 because I was supposed to be in Costa Rica right now. And I ended up canceling out at the last moment. And that's pretty amazing that I can run my business, my practice, and have all these epic trips. So I'm definitely fortunate, very fortunate. And what is your number one thought? What is your number one thought that's recurring throughout the day? Is it everything is fine and everything is beautifully showing up for me? Is it this is perfect, or I'm super happy, or is it in a space of like, not enough, I'm not enough, or the business isn't enough, and like focusing on the lack, like notice what the number one thought is that is a recurring thought throughout the day. This is very important to notice, because what's also happening is that thought is being projected out into the world. And then it's feeding you back experiences that confirm your number one thought. So this is why people do energy healing. or work with someone that helps you reframe things. Because if your number one thought is not what you want, you're creating more of it by reflecting it out into the world, into your community, into the universe. And then the universe is like, okay, I got you. Yeah, let's keep that going. Because what we focus on expands, and that's why. All right. Another thing that I really want to talk about is the concept around a deal. This goes for, and I'll share experiences regarding the real estate side of things. And then also, I know everyone, you know, we just had Black Friday, whatever, Monday online, Cyber Monday, that's what it's called. So it's like everybody wants a deal. And yes, the companies are making, some companies are making money, some companies are not. So when going after a deal, I encourage you to be in the foundational concept around they are still winning, that it is a win-win transaction, because you want win-win transactions in your business, in your life, and you want those when you are spending your own money to have the win-win as well. So when it comes to real estate, a lot of times people are like, I want a deal. I'm going to go like lowball. I've had people reach out and they're like, can you write like 50 offers to all these places? And we're just going to lowball them all. And sure, I can. And I am super anti, not just because it's a waste of time, but it's because of the energy of taking advantage of someone and going after a deal. And some of those clients, I know two in particular, they will go for the deal hardcore, not really in the energy of creating win-wins. And guess what happened? Within the period of them closing, for one that I'm party, I'm thinking of, or the period of closing after, like a short period within like a couple months, something massive happened. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's why we do inspections and all that. But this is unforeseen stuff that wasn't picked up on in inspections that came to fruition, that came to light, that ended up costing for one person like $30,000. Another one that I'm thinking of was like $200,000. So yes, there's insurance that can support and all that. But like, if I think about the individual, they were really, really going after a deal, which in eventually, I mean, it basically took advantage of that person. So it came back to bite them in the butt. So just saying, it doesn't always need to be this case, but when you have the energy of creating win-wins everywhere versus taking advantage of the deals, because just listen to that language, like you got to go take advantage. Like that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. It feels like negative. So let's just release all the taking advantage everywhere. Taking advantage means that someone else is at a disadvantage. And so that it's at that harmonious level of win-wins. Okay. And my last thoughts for today, well, no guarantee because they love to come out, is in business, how can I serve today? With maybe it's for your employees, maybe it's for clients, maybe it's for your neighbor. But being in that space of service, this is also a very dark time. One of the coaches that I know, he's all about like, if you're feeling suicidal and really depressed, to go and do something for your neighbor. Just go be in a space of service. And all of a sudden what happens is the energy is no longer on you. It's on someone else and being supportive to them. I mean, obviously there needs to be like a little, maybe a little bit of caring behind it, but just try it on and see how it continues onwards as you are in that space of service. And then this isn't like only if you're depressed or something like that. Like for me, I'm really keen on paying attention to the names that come to me throughout the day. Like if someone's name pops up a couple times, typically three times, I immediately reach out. It doesn't matter if I haven't talked to him for a really long time. I'm like, oh my God, I need to reach out. Like, is everything okay? How are you? Like you're popping up in my thoughts or my dreams. Like I just want to send you some love, check in. And I've done this. Like I talk about it in my book, Get Aligned Now, by the way, I get a line now, is in the process of becoming on Audible. So we're working on that. Actually, as we speak, I just uploaded everything. So we're just waiting for the approval. So exciting. Okay. But when one time I got the message of somebody to reach out three times, somebody I hadn't talked in a long time, I reached out. Finally, I'm like, okay, I'm calling him. Got it. Got the message. So I call him. He's like, everything's good. I'm like, are you sure? Because like, I was really guided to call you, like big time. He's like, okay, well, this and this and this and this and this happened. So then all of a sudden I could be of support and loving and compassionate. Because obviously if you reach out to somebody, they may not be open. But I was like, look, I was guided to you. I want to be there for you. I want to support you. But being in that space of service in general just shifts up the energetic vibration that you're in, which can support you in quantum leaping. And this podcast is all about quantum leaping in business and life. So hopefully you got some good nuggets there, some good takeaways. Let me know. Would love to hear your thoughts. And then sending you so much love during this holiday season. All right, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe and let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. It fuels me to keep bringing you more juicy guests. And if you aren't already following me on social media, check out @BethanyLondon on Instagram, LONDYN, that's a cool factor, or go to BethanyLondon.com for healing opportunities, courses, and additional thoughts. And don't hesitate to create some IG stories tagging me and our guests with your favorite quotes so we can reshare them. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. And in the meantime, wishing you that quantum leap.
Electric Acid. Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Ever thought about starting your own podcast? Do you have a business or a message you want to share with the world?
Well, now it's easier than ever with Electricast.
Hi, I'm Mark Netter.
And I'm Peter Rafelson. We're the founders of Electricast Media.
Whether you want to start a new podcast or already have one, join Electricast to grow your audience, monetize your content, and build your community.
With our simple sign-up, you get free promotion, world-class analytics, premium ads, and personal support.
Go to Electricast.com and join our community today.
Electricast, transform your influence.
Electricast. Electricast.